listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So I hope that you are doing well and feeling good and feeling clear, at least, and kind of discerning the truth and knowing where you stand and knowing how you feel. We are coming up on, there's a lot going on as per usual, but there is some incredibly important energies that are definitely shifting around right now. So I'm sure that you've been feeling that. We're coming up towards, on May 7th, a full moon in Scorpio, which is pretty powerful. Scorpio is a lot of emotional, often suppression, but they feel, because the emotions are so powerful, they feel like there's a full spectrum of feeling that goes on with Scorpio. They can feel like the deepest, darkest depths of depression and like suicidal thoughts, and then actually transform, rise like the phoenix into like the most sublime feelings of bliss and connection. And so it's a powerful emotional sensor, Scorpio energy. So as we all head towards the Scorpio full moon, anything that we may have been suppressing is likely to come up. And it's a lot like with Scorpio emotions, when it's time for them to be released, Scorpio, Pluto and Mars rule Scorpio, it's like there's nothing you can do to hold it down. It's like trying to hold a ball underwater, like a beach ball underwater. They're just going to rise, and you need to kind of open the gates and see what comes out. And often, you know, there can be sort of painful. Scorpio definitely deals with death. It deals with birth, because there are two sides of the same coin. It also deals with like difficult topics like abuse and abandonment and rape and incest and abduction, like all these really dark, you know, ruled by the underworld type topics are definitely in the Scorpio domain. But there's also this amazing power to take anything that was terrible and turn it into something for good and to heal, and then to therefore heal others too. So it's a very potentially healing time as well. So this moon particularly is at 17 degrees of Scorpio, opposite the Taurus sun. So full moons are always opposite the opposite sign. So Taurus is the opposite of Scorpio, and it sets up this like, well, a push-pull or an either-or. Like there's this feeling of one or the other, but that's never how oppositions are. We're meant to integrate them. We can't just like dive deep into the underworld and just wallow around in kind of like the deep, dark depths without also, you know, being in the real world and taking care of our needs in the real world. So it can be, you know, Scorpio wants to go deep, and it's like, it's kind of represented, a good way to look at it is like the Taurus energy is everything that's above and obvious, and, you know, it's right there in front of you. And the Scorpio energy is like below the surface. It's like the seed growing and germinating, and everything that's going below the surface is Scorpio. And then Taurus comes in when, you know, the seeds sprout and it blooms and it makes a beautiful flower, and we can sniff it and we can pick it or whatever we want to do, but it's obvious and it's tangible. Whereas the Scorpio stuff, you know, it's not tangible what's going on under there, but it's important. It's laying a foundation. It's discovering, you know, a truth, or digging out a sore spot, or it's like having, you know, it'll give you the revelations about why you behave the way you do, or like insight into your own personality. And it can be difficult sometimes, because you might end up realizing something about yourself that you don't want to look at, or, you know, you can realize how selfish you were, or obsessed, or that's a Scorpio word, obsessed, or intense, or whatever it might be, whatever you realize. It could be many different things, obviously. We're all different. But it's often we'll be like, ugh, really? Like, that's how I am? I was listening since the pandemic, which I've been calling the plandemic, which is driving my husband crazy. But since that's been happening, I've definitely been like, you know, it's my nature is to go sniffing around for the truth. And so I find these these rabbit holes to go down to. And my hubby doesn't really care. He does not want to know what Bill Gates is up to. He doesn't care about, you know, like, not that he doesn't care, but he doesn't want to know what's going on in the sex trafficking world. He doesn't want to concern himself with these weighty issues of the world, which I seem to like just can't help finding out about. So I realized, and he's like, listen, I know that this is, we've been together 20 years, so we're aware of these issues, but it's really acute right now because of what's going on. And the more I look for what's going on, the more stuff I find, the more I want to share. But he doesn't really want to know it. So yesterday he said to me, listen, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Do a podcast, talk about it on the podcast, call some friends. I don't care about all of this. I got my sights set on other things. So fair enough that, you know, like it's frustrating because I want to share all the stuff I've learned. Although I don't want to share it so much that I end up getting killed for it or something, because that happens. So, but I do feel like, you know, I get passionate about it and frustrated and vocal and want to share. But I was watching that this is an example of disillusionment and how you suddenly realize things about yourself. I was watching a really cool, The Truth About Vaccines. It's like a 9 or 7 part series. And they had this panel at the end, like a round table, like a Zoom meeting. And they had all these experts on the research of you know, dangers and whatnot. And all these people I've known about for years because I've looked into this stuff for years. And there they all were in like one spot. And there was this one character on there who was like super passionate and like, you know, kind of maybe very Sagittarian in nature, very fiery. I don't know for sure, but there was that fiery kind of like, this is the truth. And I was like, OMG, that guy's irritating. And then I realized that I'm like that. OMG. Sorry to say OMG if that bothers you. But it was in like a sudden realization that, oh, that is how I come across to my hubby. It's like really over the top, kind of passionate and like, look at this and look at that. And I realized it that, oh God, like that guy really is like how I come across. And I don't want to come across like that. So it was like a, you know, an eye-opening disillusionment kind of moment where I need to kind of learn to temper my self-expression and be aware of the people that want to engage in that sort of information and the people that don't really care. Like, it's, you know, I should know that shoving it down people's throats is not the way to get anything done, right? So the moon is in Libra today, so I can really see that clearly. But it's definitely like a time when we might become aware of things. And that's quite a superficial thing, really. Although, I mean, it could ruin relationships, and it has. But there is deeper stuff that could come out too, like, you know, like realizations about your relationships or your working conditions or your, like, what you value. With Scorpio moon, they have a, like, the Scorpio energy is really good at, like, sniffing out where the resources are and how to make the most of the resources. It's a very resourceful energy. And opposite Taurus is, you know, the sign of methods and materialism and building wealth and building things that are solid and like tangible and productive and beautiful often. And sometimes it just loves to have beauty around. It doesn't care about other things. The Taurus sun really doesn't want to be bothered necessarily with anything deep, dark, and difficult. So that's the difference between Scorpio and Taurus ultimately. The sun, the moon is opposite the sun and Mercury is conjunct the Taurus sun. And then Uranus is right near there as well. So there's, and then Uranus is squaring up to the Saturn-Pluto energy. Is that the Saturn-Pluto? Yeah. Uranus is actually, that's squaring Taurus. So, sorry about that. Sorry for my mix-up. What's happening is Uranus is squaring Saturn, and that there's a lot of tension. It's like the tension between the new and the old, the tension between the rules and the authority, and also just like, let me be free. I want to be a free spirit. I want to like live my life. And the authoritarian saying, this is how it's going to be. This is what we're going to do. And you're going to follow the rules. And the Uranus energy is like, total anarchy, does not want to be told what to do, can find the truth, can sniff it out, can shock us all with the truth if it wants to. And it's very like higher mind rebel energy tied into this. So we also have Pluto and Jupiter in a conjunction. They're 3 degrees apart during this full moon. And that's a big deal. Like I said before, Pluto and Jupiter are often present in the charts of people that are wealthy, like, you know, big time, like Bill Gates kind of wealthy. And this is in his chart. So it's interesting because the energy is kind of being amplified right now. So if you were to have this in your chart, this conjunction, you would be activating this energy. And Pluto is, especially in, you know, Pluto in Capricorn, it wants to be in control. It is the power. And Jupiter is expanding everything, but also very much a truth-seeking energy. So there's this, but on the lower octave of Jupiter, it's you know, it's braggadocious and reckless with it, you know, could be a gambler and waste money and exaggerate and blow things up. Just be, you know, sometimes it could just be like a glutton and eat and eat and eat and get super fat, or there's just this sort of need to consume with Jupiter and experience all of life kind of thing. So if it's not acting positively, then it can kind of blow things up. So in this situation, it's connected with Pluto. And that can definitely give us like a, like, I believe that like the truth is being found, the truth is being discovered. I think that the truth is like laid right across all the lies right now. They're like the obvious stuff that's going on in the world is becoming even more obvious. I think there's this sort of like this like pressure, or like just popped into my mind, like squeezing a pimple. Like it's like probably not like just even a pimple, but like a boil, like some big like thing that needs to be released and squished out of there to clear it out. That kind of energy is going on right now. So tricky. Like whatever's going on in all of our lives, these things are coming to the surface, things that are in the way. It's an opportunity for us to definitely step into our power. There is an opportunity for us to do things like that we've never done before and do things in a completely new and innovative, and I think especially with the nodes switching from Capricorn. So the North Node was in Cancer. And interesting that we kind of all got sent home, where that wasn't how it usually is, right? We've been for 100 years or so, unbelievably. That's not a lot of time that we've all been going to school and working 9-to-5 jobs. But we were sent home, and at home is where we can kind of get in touch with who we are. And hopefully you'd found out whether you had a harmonious home or a home that wasn't very supportive to you. That's probably going on right now. And hopefully if you did have a harmonious home, then you've been able to like actually enjoy and not necessarily make the most of, but just kind of get in touch with yourself again without having to like, you know, be in the rat race and do the 9-to-5 like we mostly have to do, or even kids in school. Like this huge break has happened, and it's happened worldwide, well, mostly except for like Sweden. I think there's other countries, but Sweden didn't go into lockdown. And there's this sort of like collective break that's happening. But now the nodes have switched and they've gone into, the North Node is in Gemini. So like getting out there and information and gathering facts and sampling reality are very much like things we're going to want to do, things that are going to help us grow. And the node is moving along, and the South Node is in Sagittarius. So it's kind of like the past, where we were before. And so maybe there's a lot about kind of, we're coming up in a time where information and new information especially, and this, the North Node during this full moon is in a trine to Mars in Sagittarius. So it gives us like oomph, gives us sort of power to investigate, to maybe get out in the world. Obviously, like they're talking about here in Canada, like lifting the restrictions. It's going on in other places too. And it doesn't make any sense that they're doing this, because they're still also reporting the numbers climbing and stuff. So I don't understand what the point of lifting it all is, if this is all legitimate, why they're lifting it now when the numbers are still climbing. It doesn't make any sense. We've gone into quarantine, like everybody's locked down, but we're still seeing numbers climb. So now we're just going to like lift the restrictions and everyone's going to kind of go back to half normal. It doesn't make sense that that would be the most appropriate thing to do. But the North Node in Gemini is like, I got to get out there. I got to socialize. I got to get out in the world and do my stuff. Like it needs to sample like new reality. So it's not going to be the node being there. We're not going to get what we need from just hunkering down in the family situation anymore. We need to like go out into the world. So that's probably a lot to do with the restrictions lifting. But if you look at it and, you know, use your critical thinking, it does not make sense that that's happening. But it's happening. Not that any of us really did make sense. So we've got that going on. There is the Venus will be trining the Venus. Venus will also, Venus and Gemini will be trining this, the Mars as well. So it is kind of, it could be like a very romantic, a good time for relating. So if you can get out in the world and, you know, of course, with your 2 meter distance between each other and like socialize, or maybe it's not socializing, but like circulating, that will do you much good right now and be very beneficial. Also, if you need to do Gemini's the communicator, right? Like maybe we'll be taking this technology and we'll be able to start communicating even more. Like we'll realize, hey, maybe if we all stayed home, we wouldn't be exhaust fueling the planet to death. Or like there could be this whole, I think it'd be great if like suddenly all the kids that didn't want to be in school left school. And that wasn't what we put our value in anymore. Or if you were in a shitty job that didn't make you happy, now you knew that you could leave that shitty job. Like, I think that the liberation that occurred at the same time as the incarceration occurred is paradoxical, but very powerful and interesting. So let us see. We've got Neptune is also connected into this. It's squaring Venus. And that kind of gives us, like, it's hard to see, again, reality. It's hard to see the truth. We could definitely have the wool being pulled right now. We could also totally, you know, be under illusion ourselves. And, like, for instance, if they say, hey, yeah, let's lift the restrictions, everybody can kind of go back to half normal, we're still not seeing very clearly, right? So then we do that. And then all of a sudden, more nursing home people get sick and more stuff happens. So that's us not seeing clearly. Our values are misplaced. Suddenly everybody's getting antsy and like, how long are we not going to have restaurants and social gatherings and normal human society stuff? How long? That's kind of happening. But at the same time, we're not seeing clearly what is going on as a collective with Neptune there. But we can also creatively and inspirationally with the Scorpio moon, like we are definitely getting a lot of truth as well as this sort of illusion going on. Very tricky. So to make the most of this personally, it's a really good idea to like step into your power, to figure out what you need to do to fulfill your mission, to be who you came here to be. And I'm sure that if you're listening to this right now, you've probably been on the, like, what's my purpose and who am I? Because that's generally, astrology generally draws people who are looking for the truth and who want a perspective and some depth and what their purpose is and, like, answers to the really big questions, which astrology really has so many. It's like a big tree with so many branches, with so many different perspectives and answers. It's fascinating. So it definitely, if you are kind of here, I'm sure that you're already on track with what your purpose is and you kind of feel that and are sensing it. So hopefully you're able to use this opportunity or this crisis that we're in to step into your power and to clarify your goals. And maybe you're at the point with the Scorpio moon, there's like what needs to be done is to release emotional debris, to release attachments, to let go of things that are no longer useful to you, to let go of relationships and like sometimes things just tie us down for no reason, just because we're being sentimental. And it's no time to be sentimental. It's more like off with their head. That's kind of a better attitude and a better way to go about it so that you can get a move on and move into the future, which is going to be pretty amazing, I think. It's definitely like we're in the middle of the awakening and the big change. So it's pretty exciting, ultimately. With Mercury and the Sun together in Taurus, our minds are, they might not like to be challenged with all this information. They might find it, like, you know, who wants to think about whatever dark, sinister things are going on in the world right now and just think about, you know, planting our spring flowers and maybe making a delicious dinner or, like, ordering some new cozy pajamas online because why would anybody get dressed anymore? Or, like, just things that soothe your senses. Those things are still very, like, strong and we want to focus on that. But it also gives us a very, like, level-headed mind. So we can kind of see very clearly if we want in certain ways. Like I said, there's still the Neptune stuff going on. But we can maybe see how we want to build wealth. Maybe we can see investment opportunities. I've mentioned before that this is the sign of wealth in a birth chart. So if we were to invest now or to, you know, focus our energy on a new project, even though it's kind of the end, or finally get a project off the ground that we've known might have some feet under it for a while, now we can really, like, we would imprint that new thing that we're beginning or that we're finally making a move on with this Jupiter-Pluto energy. I just heard that Elon Musk had a baby. I didn't even know he was going to have a baby with Grimes, which is, she's a Canadian. She's very cool. Like, you would not in a million years put those two characters together in your own imagination. And she's like 15 years younger than him. But she's this Canadian synth pop kind of very unusual character, singer. And he's 47, and he's like Elon Musk, also a very unusual character. And apparently they've just had a baby. They had the baby yesterday. So that baby basically has the chart that we're looking at, very similar, very close degrees. And it has the stamp of wealth in their birth chart, among other interesting things. But it's there. And you would hope that any of the offspring of Elon Musk will end up wealthy, considering, you know, the leg up they may have had. So it's just interesting to note that if you were to start something, if you were to finally, like, step into position, there could be this imprint of wealth around your life, around whatever you start right now, which is pretty exciting. So don't be afraid to feel your feelings, because that's ultimately what needs to happen right now, is that we need to be able to, like, get in touch with, or not even in touch, just let it rise. You can be like, okay, this is how I feel. This is what I'm experiencing. And just let it flow, because Scorpio needs to, once that energy is, like, not suppressed anymore, then it can be very powerful. It's very certain and focused and has a nose for opportunity and can help people transform and be there in times of crisis and be there in times of difficult transformations and hold the space for people who aren't used to dealing with it. It's a very powerful energy. The whole chart that we've got going for this full moon is very powerful. And it's, like, it's definitely a time to move, I guess, to activate, but also at the same time to relax. Because the more you relaxed you are, the more effective you are. So let go of stress, let go of fear. The Scorpio moon could bring up fear, like life and death fear. I know that on the planet right now, a lot of people are afraid of this new virus and what's going on. And it's not good, because you're in a feeling of fear and vulnerability, and the fear vibe isn't healthy. So if you can find your way to the other side of that and kind of trust that everything's going to turn out for your greater good and for the greater good of the planet and humanity and the animals and the rocks and the water and everything, all of us earthlings, we're headed towards a more enlightened future. But this is some pretty, pretty rock-tumbling moments that we're going through, which will serve to polish us up. So make sure that you do write down what you intend to release, what you need to let go of, what you would like to create. like, you know, maybe start a journal, ideas, wealthy building ideas, or like something to help you get focused. Finally, feel free to like release yourself and your ideas and what you need into the world, because it's time and it's a crazy time and who can even believe it, but it's definitely time for you to step into position and be who you came here to be. And there's a very high possibility that you can like step into a position that's very wealthy and creates independence for you in a way that you never really knew that you needed. So that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. And I hope you have a most blessed and super productive and emotionally cathartic full moon in Scorpio. Thank you for listening.